The Albuquerque Turkey by John Voorhaus. This book is a work of fiction. Names, characters, places, and incidents either are the product of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, events, or locales is entirely coincidental. Copyright 2012 by John Voorhaus. Dedication. To Jim and Nancy, still patiently waiting for their kid brother to grow up. Every silver lining has a cloud. The Albuquerque Turkey. 1. Boy. It started with a dog, a biggish one, loping down the sidewalk with that weird canter some dogs have, the front legs syncopating and the rear legs slewing sidewise in tandem. He must have been running from something specific, because even while scampering forward, he looked back, which resulted in his not seeing and therefore barreling into me. He hit me square in the knees and knocked me to the ground. This startled us equally, and for a second we both sat still, locked eye to eye, down there at dog level. I vibe dogs. I do. Or, let's say, that I prize them. Their unconditional love is a love you can trust. I'd rolled with one or two in my time, but the highly migratory life of a con artist didn't really lend itself to long-term canine commitments, so mostly I just admired dogs from afar. Up close, this one was tough to admire. A mixed bag of black lab and unknown provenance. One ear stood up like a German shepherd's. The other wasn't there. Looking at the bitten-off stub, I couldn't help wondering how a dog's ear tastes to another dog. He bore other wounds as well, evidence of many fights. Maybe not fair fights. For I thought I detected a human hand in some of his scars and mars. I saw it also in his eyes. He feared me. That made me sad. I reached out a hand to comfort him, and he flipped over in submission position, manifest.